You know, we've just got a couple of weeks left in 2016, and this is a good time that you might want to really start looking at things like your retirement account, especially if you have a 401k.
Yeah.
And Charles actually wrote a great article that I came across and talking about some 401k rules that you really, really should never forget. Well, and yeah, so let's talk about that.
Well, this is the time of year where, you know, not only is the first of the year just a good time to sort of reevaluate your financial plans anyway. It's just, you know, New Year's resolution. We're going to, you know, save money this year, all that sort of thing. But it's also the time when your employer is usually, you know, it's open enrollment season for benefits, and it's that time of year where you need to be making elections. And so this is absolutely the right time to just revisit that 401k, you know, make sure you're contributing as much as you can, make sure, you know, make sure you're in a good spot.
Okay. One of the rules that you have on here is investing in a 401k does not necessarily mean you're investing in stocks. I've seen, and folks that have, some of our clients have sent their, you know, their choices, I guess you could say, for their 401k to get some advice on maybe should they reallocate here, there, and everywhere. Those choices can be totally, you know,
confusing. Something I hear pretty often is, well, I mean, I understand 401k is good for the long term, but I just don't feel good about the stock market right now. Well, my answer is, okay, there's no problem. No one ever said you had to buy stocks in the 401k. The thing is, get the money in the account. Because once you have the money in the account, you have this great tax-free nest egg that's just there ready for you. If you're going to have savings in the bank, why not have those same savings in your 401k instead? You can always allocate to stocks later when you're comfortable. Just get the money in the account.
Well, mostly it looks like some of the ones that I've seen, there are a lot of mutual funds.
Oh, yeah. It's virtually all mutual funds, but, you know, they're required.
Which do include stocks.
Well, but not always. Mm-hmm. You know, most of what they have on offer is, of course, stocks. But, you know, they're required, you know, but fiduciary standards would have you. They're required to offer, you know, money market funds, you know, stable value funds, bond funds. Mm-hmm. There's other things in the account other than just straight stocks. So if you're not, you know, feeling the love on the stock market for whatever reason, you can put it in a money market. If you're just going to have the money in savings anyway, you might as well have it in the equivalent of that in a 401k. At least you're there, you're getting the tax break. You're also building this great nest egg that you can allocate later, and again, tax free.
Now, should you divide it up? Should you like maybe say, okay, I'm going to take this percentage of it, and maybe I'm going to go. Usually, there's in your choices. There's the safe one. One's a little more volatile.
Oh, sure.
You know, and is there a formula that you use when you're advising people?
That's going to depend on every person's a little bit different on that. You know, if you're young and you're willing to take risk and the stock market is attractively priced and, you know, it makes sense, by all means, pile into the stock market in there. I mean, just go all in on the stock funds or at least, you know, overweighted on those. If, you know, you're risk averse, if you think you might be retiring soon, if you think you might need the money for some purpose in the near future, well, yeah, underweight stocks, stay allocated to bonds or stable value fund or what have you.
Okay, so, but there's not necessarily a formula. I mean, most people.
Well, there is a formula. I just don't like it. The formula is basically based on age. Like the simple financial planning formula is when you're young, you're substantially all in stocks. When you're, you know, at or near retirement, mm-hmm. you're mostly out of stocks. I think that's a little bit too simplistic because it doesn't take into account the attractiveness of the stock market based on values at that time. I mean, I'm of the opinion that if the stock market's cheap, you should be overweighted to it even if you're, you know, older, you know, near retirement. Mm-hmm. If the stock market's expensive and not attractive, I don't care if you're 20 or 200 years old, you probably don't overweight an unattractive asset class just because you're young. So there is a formula. To answer your question, there absolutely is a formula. I just think it's more important to be nuanced and take into consideration the attractiveness of the stock market at that time.
One of your important 401k rules that we should never, ever forget is that 401k money doesn't need to stay 401k money.
That's absolutely true. This does vary from employer to employer, though. But, you know, if your employer's plan allows this, you can take what's called an in-service distribution. And so why would you do that? Imagine, you know, you want to invest in something a little bit off the beaten path. I don't know, a private fund, a piece of real estate, whatever, just something that your 401k plan doesn't offer. Sometimes they will allow you to roll over that 401k into an IRA, even while still employed. You don't have to quit. I mean, depending on the plan. I mean, this
Right.
does vary, but some plans will allow you to do what's called an in-service rollover, where you move it to an IRA and then you have more flexibility. I've seen people put houses in IRAs, things like that. Now, don't get me wrong, if you're going to do something like that, please get good advice on,
Okay.
if you screw that up, you can end up with a very bad tax bill. So make sure you do it right. But the point being, let's say, you're just not a stock market guy for whatever reason. Still, put the money in the 401k. If your plan allows it, you can move it into an IRA and then you can do whatever you want with that money, but at least you're doing it within the single best tax shield available. For all the talk about, rich people have all these tax shields. You know what? The 401k and IRA, those are the best tax shields out there, and those are available to everyone.
And I was having a conversation with one of my neighbors one time, and we were talking about 401k, and it's amazing to me that there are people out there that think, oh, well, someone's handling that for me. Oh no, someone, there's an administrator or something that's handling that. And I'm like, no, you have to make the choices.
Well, sometimes they do have some sort of like autopilot function that just puts you in the target date fund based on your retirement age. And for some people, that might be okay, but I'm not a big fan of that. I mean, I think you need to keep a better eye on it. You don't have to watch it every single day, but for crying out loud, at least once a year, look at your allocation and make sure it makes sense.
And how many people really do know what are in those
Nobody.
funds?
Nobody.
I mean,
I mean, maybe 1% of the people actually bothers to look. And so that's something that, I mean, you don't have to study it like, with a magnifying glass, but, once a year, I mean, just look at what you're invested in. Your retirement depends on this. Take a look at the funds, make sure you're comfortable with it. Usually they have available fact sheets where you can see what stocks the fund owns, like what the biggest holdings are. Just make sure you're comfortable with what you own. Make sure it makes sense. And if you have an advisor, have your advisor look at it. Make sure you're in a good spot.
Now, with the in-service rollover, is that something that you can do every year, or is that something you generally, it's a one-time?
It really depends on the plan. So some plans don't allow them at all. Other plans are pretty generous on that. You could do it once a year. You could do it once every couple of years. It really just depends on what the plan, what your employer depends on what they wrote into the plan documents.
So, basically, they should just check with their administrator or their HR
Exactly.
person
Call
or
HR and ask them.
ask them and find out what's going on with that. Okay, that's some good stuff there. Then we know. And folks, let me.